This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has announced he will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plan was in response to Britain's recent decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium. Russia falsely claimed these rounds have nuclear components. In an interview on Russian state TV, Putin said that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons. He said construction of storage facilities for the weapons in Belarus would be completed by July the 1st. I'm Karen Chamas.
Presidents and representatives from 22 countries gathered in the Dominican Republic on Saturday for the Ibero-American Summit to discuss rising inflation, migration, and climate crisis as risks to the stability of the region, as well as the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. The summit includes leaders from across Latin America, as well as Spain and Portugal. They gathered in Santo Domingo for the weekend summit. Chilean President Gabriel Boric criticized Nicaragua's Daniel Ortega for the regime's decision to strip 94 opposition leaders of their nationality and fly them to the United States. The president of the Dominican Republic, Luis Abinader, shed light on the humanitarian situation in Haiti, which it's facing due to gang violence. The United Nations says more than 500 people have died in Haiti this year due to that violence. U.S. President Joe Biden expressed on Saturday his condolences to the victims of a tornado in Mississippi that left at least 25 people dead there and another in Alabama, leveling dozens of buildings. Biden described the images from Mississippi as heartbreaking. More on that story at our website, voanews.com.